the November 14th meeting of the Johnson County Cemetery District. Start with our agenda that is in front of you. I would just ask to make one addition. Dave did ask under new business to address a vase on a headstone that was damaged that the family has approached him. So if there are no objections to that.
That would be
that,
new business?
Yeah.
Under old business?
No,
no. I wanted to add something under old business.
Oh.
The Casey Gate.
Okay.
Well, the Casey Gate?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll actually be part of my Sexton report if you want to leave it in there, or you can put it as an old business.
I just wanted to know where we're at. Just a quick thing.
Okay. So add that Sexton's report under there. Any other additions? A motion to approve the agenda with the addendum, additions, addendums, whatever we want to call them.
I move that we approve the agenda with the additions.
My second.
Okay, motion and second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any public comment from the audience? The commissioner's not going to wow us with information.
With wisdom?
No, I don't want to overwhelm you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
So, if this is the only time the public gets to speak, I'd...
Well, I put you on the agenda.
Well, not about that.
Okay.
Yes. This is not about that. So, I just want to say to the board, if this is my only chance here today, what I think is such a good job that this board is doing, and I have to pat you on the back, but I also pat Sean and Paul on the back, because it's been a long time since it's been this easy to be out here, and the cooperation that we get and the teamwork that we have is unparalleled. And whoever calls out here, and it's not just me, it's the people, it's our community. And this is, you know, this is a sacred place to a lot of us, because we all have people that we really love out here. And he's taking care of them, and Paul's taking care of them. And that brings a good feeling. And when I drive in that gate, you know, I thank you, and I thank you, because I want to be here. I want to be here. It hasn't always been so. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
I'll second
that. Thanks, Dave.
We like Sean and Paul pretty well, too. Mm. We like Sean and Paul pretty well, too.
Make a great team.
His hat's not going to fit. You better
say it now. My face is going to get really red.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Any other public comments? Okay. We've all had a chance to look at the vouchers. So I'll move to approve those.
I move that we approve the vouchers.
I second that.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, next up on the list is the previous meeting minutes that are presented in your packet. We'll have discussions surrounding those changes that need to be made.
Mr. Chairman, yes, I'm going to add something to that real quick before it gets gone too long. I didn't mention Danette. She's absolutely lovely to work with and perfect for the KC Cemetery.
So we agree. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As he answers her phones every time.
Thank you, Danette.
Yes, it is.
Well done, Danette.
Thank you, Danette.
Okay. Motion for the vouchers.
Bottom motion. Wait, not a vote.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Man, we're moving right along. Oh, that was vouchers. That was minutes. Sorry. We still all agree with that?
With the minutes?
With the minutes, yes, that we approved them. Okay. Finance report. Sheila? Shanda?
Shanda? Okay, the first sheet there is the balance sheet. Something that's not on here, but it's taken place since October 30th. Those CDs at MBS came due, and we earned in a year $22,000 and $22 and $50 in interest in a year on those two CDs. And we'll talk about it in a minute, but that money is sent back to First Northern Bank, so we need to make a decision with what you want to do with it.
Was that one paper that we received then? Was that paper you were asking about? Or?
No, the pledge receipts.
That was the
only one. No, right. That's something different. YoStar is on here. That rate is 0.63%, and that's accurate as of last month. As far as the profit and loss detail, you guys all saw the vouchers, so unless there was anything, those should all be accurate. And again, I do have all the receipts, invoices to match all the statements.
I do have a question.
Yes.
About the profit and loss, and it's probably a stupid one, but first page, payroll expenses, Willow Grove, were 100% in the red. Is that right?
Where are you looking?
I think
you're on the budget report.
Yeah. Oh,
that's okay. I'm sorry, Cassie. What are you looking at?
And never mind.
Okay. So for the profit and loss.
Oh, she's right here. 100% capital outlay.
For the budget versus actual, we're 33% through the fiscal year. Mm-hmm. We did receive property taxes this month. Just for your information, by taking the 1%, or by taking the 1 mil instead of the 0.67 like you were going to, you do not have to send money back. I know the museum had $40,000, the fire department had $181,000 that we need to send back. So just to put that in perspective a little bit. As far as overtures, you know, Sims is an annual, so that's 100%. The rest of these summer hours are a little over. I think Sean might address that, which makes the total payroll expense a little bit over 33%. Oil and gas down in KC is a little bit over, and weed spraying in KC is a little bit over. But total expenditures for the year is $25,000. One thing I did want to point out, we have budgeted to receive $425,000 from the county, and as of the end of October, we've only received 79 of that. So when you guys make a determination where you want to put that $512,000 that came back in the CDs, maybe keep that in mind.
Can you say that again? Sorry.
Yes. Out of the $425,000 that was budgeted to receive from the county and property taxes, and or just property taxes, sorry, we've only received $79,000 of that. But our big checks typically come in November and December, and then again in June.
Yeah, because property taxes are due in
November.
And sometimes there's a split. People pay half in November and half in May, so don't we?
Yeah, or you can pay the full amount in December.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind because you feel like we need to draw down on our CD amount or we're going to run short on funds before then, or?
Well, if you want to talk about that, we can. we budgeted to have $876,000 in reserves at the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah.
We have budgeted $275,000 yet to spend this fiscal year, plus $139,000 in capital expenditures budgeted yet that we haven't expended. So that leaves $414,000 that we have budgeted and not yet spent this fiscal year. You have $493,000 in the money market at First Northern Bank, so even if we don't get the additional income, you have your budgeted expenditures covered. The reserves, we do not. So, just does that help in making a decision?
So you're saying we shouldn't drain that money market to put it into CD because there's the question.
When
I'm reading it,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm putting words in it.
No, that's what I was looking at.
Maybe Bob brought his checkbook.
Yeah, I did, but I'll tell you, I'd be deficit spending.
the interest rate on the money market is only 2.5, but I talked to CJ at the bank, and they're going to change it so they look at it every 6 months now instead of annually and adjust the rate. So it will be looked at again in April. And if the rates are holding, it should go up. A lot of them are earning 4% on the money market right now. So
why are they waiting until April?
When the account was set up, it was set up to review every annually the
so
interest
that's
rate.
When the annual is.
Yes, okay. But CJ agreed to go every 6 months. So
how fast do these rates? How fast are they changing right now?
Okay, I did.
Because I'm thinking 6 months might be too small of a window in today's environment, and it ought to be looked at on a quarterly basis now. With that said, though, I don't know if banking even allows that type of methodology to happen.
The shortest CD that I got quoted was 6 or 9 months.
Okay.
The banker that I've used for quite a while out of MBS where these CDs were at, I'll read this to you. He sent an email. I don't know if you guys got this. I think maybe it just came to Sean. He says, as you can see, rates have really evened out. And what he means by that is a 9 month was, well, here.
They're probably, the rates aren't volatile, as volatile as they've been. I'll bet anything is what he's trying to say.
Yeah. Right.
All I'm trying to say here is if we want to try and take advantage of that volatility. But if the lowest CD that we can get is every 6 months, then we don't need that window to be any smaller than that.
Right.
That's okay. Right.
If I can finish this. This is typical after we have had a long time when short-term rates were much higher than long-term rates. It usually signals the top of a rate cycle. My suggestion, if it works for the cemetery, is to take the lesser amounts and spread it out over a bit longer term, thereby locking in some rates in case the economy begins to falter and the rates start heading back down.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
That's all the same thing. There's a copy there for everybody so you can see the different rate quotes that we got.
What did you say about the WildStar, that rate?
0.6.
So, why?
0.6.
I know you explained that before, but I'm still trying to understand it. Why do we have money at the WildStar?
We left
it with only that kind of interest.
We left $1,500 in there just to keep the account open.
Okay.
Because if rates do start changing, the WildStar kind of does opposite what the rest of the rates are doing. So it's easier just to transfer the money in there. Like I said, we only have $1,600 in there, so it's not a large amount. It's just to keep the account open.
Right. Not even 1%. That's how it
works. Allows us to have better flexibility as the market changes. Nice.
So if we could just go back to this, your kind of budget worksheet, your cost and loss budget worksheet. So I think, Cassie, your question was on this payroll expense, will it go other?
Yeah.
Based on the voucher we signed, I'm guessing that's the unemployment check, and you categorize
Yes. Yes, okay, that's what that was.
How much more do we have?
That was quarterly. That was third quarter. So January, March, April, June, July, August, September. I don't know how long you can be on it. Is it a year? Is it 6 months? I don't know much about unemployment. Okay. But that was just third quarter. So I imagine we'll see a fourth quarter bill as well.
I don't know. Received a paper from the state of Wyoming that said what our maximum amount was going to be.
It's like 4,000 something.
Yeah.
So I would guess that we still have some liability due on that. But that's where.
But it, we
that
do have a maximum.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go on forever.
Yeah, sorry, Cassie.
That's right. I was going to ask.
But I don't remember if we started in July or August. But 6 months is next month? Mm-hmm. Maybe, possibly.
Okay. Any other questions on the financial report? Then we'll move into the next. If we could just approve that, the motion to approve the financial report.
Did we talk about the auditor report?
So I guess I should have split those out separately. If we could just get the financial report behind us, then we could make some decisions on the CDs. And I don't if that makes sense. In my brain, it does.
I move that we approve the finance report.
I second.
Okay, motion a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So next would be the CD discussion. And so from our balance sheet, it looks like we would have a minimum of $490,000 from return from that previous CD.
Plus the $22,000 in interest.
Okay, plus the $22,000. So we're looking at $512,000 if we didn't want to take additional money from our money market account, so to invest in a CD. Thoughts based on these rates? Do we want to just put the $512,000 in the... It wouldn't make sense to do more than the 6 or 9 month CD at the highest rate there, right?
Unless, that's what Chaz was talking about, if the rates start dropping, if we would have...
Okay.
If you had it for 2 years at 5.35 and the rates start dropping, you would... But whatever... Whatever works for you guys.
So what he's saying is sometimes you got to take a little bit less money to get an overall long-term gain of that's the best way to make the most amount of money.
But were you suggesting that perhaps we don't reinvest this right away?
No.
Okay.
No.
I thought maybe to cover our gap with not having property insurance. No, okay.
So I have a couple questions here. Number one, do we have enough in a reserve that if anything catastrophic happened, we can cover it? And I'm thinking the answer to that is yes.
That's my question.
Yeah.
We don't have any big projects coming up or anything that...
Well, we've got some big projects already in the budget, and I don't expect those to go over budget at this point by any means, so I think we're okay on project.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So I say it makes sense to reinvest it at the...
Well, we have to.
It doesn't sound like we need to use the dollars in this fiscal year.
Especially where the bank
owns. So let's go make money with the money.
Reevaluate every 6 months. That's not a bad deal. Yeah, I think
that's
pretty good.
We just need to decide.
See the rates dropping.
Yeah, I don't
consider
myself to be...
Here's my approach on that one. Anytime you go and make that type of investment, because this is such short term, I would say you go at the highest rate that's available. If we were looking for long term or it was a rollover constantly, then I understand why you might want to take a few points less or tenths of a point less. But with these dollars right here, let's try to make as much for the bang as we can get.
So are you saying 1 year or 2 years? 1 year?
I would take the 1 year. Because I don't know. My take is I think we're going to see this go up even higher.
No, I think so, too.
We take a look at it from a global standpoint. This is the most uncomfortable I have felt at a global level in my entire life. And I don't think it's due to my age. I've actually talked to some younger folks, too. So I think we're going to see this be a lot more volatile.
So you guys are suggesting putting the 512 into a 1 year CD?
I wouldn't go any longer than that.
5.45%.
So it almost sounded like a motion.
I don't know. Can I say something?
I said suggest.
Okay.
Well,
can you make a motion? With MBS, we need to keep it under the $250,000 per CD. We can get several CDs, but 512 would be three different CDs. So, if you wanted to do one at the 9 month, you know, that way the money comes due, then June, you can divide it up. It has to be
good
250.
Good point.
Yeah,
good point. I like that better.
I like it.
So, a 9 month
uh-huh.
and a 1 year.
And a 1 year.
And one year. Mm-hmm. So, three CDs.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Jenna?
I do too.
Because
so
we've got plenty of money.
12.
What's that?
250, 12.
He'll probably do 240 is what he did last time.
Okay.
In case the interest is compounded, it doesn't go over that 250 during the period. So in that case, it would be like 240, and 35,
32. All right, Bob.
I motion that we go to... recommendation of what we just said for the CDs.
I think it needs to be more specific for the minutes.
Okay, so
I 9 month at 5.45%.
We're going to do a 9 month at 5.45%.
At how much?
And that's
it?
At 240.
No.
That was a 1 year. Was the 240?
Yeah.
That would be the 30 some 5.12.50.
The remainder of the.
I thought we were going to do two of them at the 1 year.
I think you were going to do 240, and then the remainder in the 9 month. Yeah. Is what you just discussed.
So the 1 year ones would be 240,000. Two of those.
We're going to do two CDs at 240,000 at the rate of 5.45%. And then we're going to do another CD at the 9 month rate at 5.45%.
Whatever's left.
Whatever's left over.
Mm-hmm. Just 22.50.
Clear enough?
I got it.
I can rattle it again if I need to.
Okay, so there's a motion.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Awesome.
Who made the second?
I did.
Liz.
Thank you. All right. Our audit report, seeing as there no one's here, I would guess
no,
they...
I cannot get a hold of him. I've emailed him for several months. I will walk down to his office when I leave here and find out what the scoop is. It is due to the state auditor by December 31st. So, I will again follow up on that.
Anything you need from us?
I don't think so.
With that, okay.
I mean, if I don't get any response, then it'll be a letter or something from the board. But I will. I'll let you know. We'll get that.
Okay. So we'll table the report until next month.
So that means you're up, Sean.
Okay.
Do you need to take notes for you, Logan?
No, I think we're good. I know we got a lot going on today, so I'm going to make this as brief as I can. First off, I'd like to just make everybody aware. I'll just read this real brief letter from Elm Construction. After all these years, we've decided to retire, or at least semi-retire. As of October 3rd, 2023, we have sold our business to Lund Contract Pumping, Dean and Mel Lund. We do have a cell phone for them in this letter. Dennis will complete his existing jobs, but they would like to thank the cemetery and all of their customers for the business that they've received, and that they would be happy to be help find a new contractor, or kind of be in the idea of how we want to handle the opening and closing of graves in KC from this point on. So that's a discussion I think that we need to have sooner than later. I'd like to get your permission to visit with Road and Bridge about maybe, I know they have a tractor down there. I don't know if we can use them to maybe do that, or if we want to go with another contractor that...
Can I add something to that? Because I've been thinking about this, and, you know, our Road and Bridge guy's fabulous. He's one of my former students. But he lives quite a ways out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a young family. So if we, you know, have Saturdays and stuff like that, we're asking him to give up a weekend. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
I'm wondering if we can use a tractor.
Okay.
Maybe.
See, that's
something like that. I know that that's a county tractor, and maybe there's a conversation at least to be started there.
Okay.
And it's really close to the cemetery. Generally, it's parked kind of by
school.
Yeah. So I just kind of wanted to open the door on that to generate some ideas as to how we're going to do that opening and closing in the future. We've been in Elms. We have a funeral down there on Thursday. Is that
Saturday?
Sorry. And they have told us the Elms will go ahead and take care of this particular one for us.
Okay.
So he's this is
a mini excavator.
Yeah, he's got a mini excavator that he kept, and I don't think it'll work for all of the jobs that we need down there, but it'll work for this particular one. And he's volunteered his services to the cemetery to do that. So wanted to bring that to your attention, so we can get some ideas going. Maybe bring those to the
next. Robert has a backhoe here in town, so that would be someone we could contact, or you know, if you wanted to get a hold of him. Danette, do you know of anyone else that has some goals?
Are we discussing like a one-time solution here?
No,
or are we looking for
like
a permanent solution?
So this gentleman did it for many years, and now that he's stepping aside, we're hoping to find somebody else to do it for many years.
Is this Wally?
Dennis.
So, and this was...
How many funerals a year do you have?
I would say full burials between three, and we could have up to twice that many. But I'd say average is three.
Per year.
Per year. So, you know, it's not like we're going to need a ton of access to it, but it's usually immediate when we do need it.
Maybe I missed. So this person that did it previously, did they do this for a fee, or was it...
Yeah, they were contracted to do
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. And so aren't we kind of required to reach out to the public and say this is what we're looking for and handle it as if it's contract work?
I don't know that the specialist district is required to do that. Now,
I think it's kind of. Yeah, there's no one we have.
You would?
Mm-hmm. Well, did you say Bob?
No charge.
So Bob Perry says he would volunteer to maybe take care of that for us at no charge to the cemetery. So I think that would be something we could maybe continue to visit about, maybe you and then I can bring that information to the board next month. You guys
start. Well, and I guess the next question I have on this also, and you know, if Bob isn't able to demonstrate his generosity for whatever reason, is it something that we can take the equipment that's here if we had to and take it down to KC? What's our flexibility to be able to use county's equipment that's already there, and how does those guidelines work?
Right, so that's where my road and bridge conversation, I'd like to visit with that. And then I think that might be a good one for Tucker to tell me if there's any complexities between the special use district. By Tucker, I mean Tucker Ruby.
No, I get that.
Between special use district and county operation, I don't know that. I think because it's government to government that it usually is a very smooth transaction with no wrinkles, but I would rather not.
And I think Scott can answer that question for you. I don't see it.
Scott Hawkinson?
You guys have liability and the county has liability.
Yeah. Everybody's covered.
County employees.
Across the alley on the last.
So I guess we have a couple of options there. So that's
Okay.
That sounds good. Good. I like to hear options. Yeah.
So we have two options for that on the table, and I'll follow up on that and bring you guys some more information next month. Hopefully a solution and not more conversation. I'm going to kind of give a brief on this, but I may fall to Danetti a little bit. So Danetti was asked and did reach out to Range as regarding a permanent phone line. Is that correct? Yeah. So they call it voice service. And it's just literally a landline. And then wireless internet added to that. We did just now get rid of our cell phones, so those are no longer active, but we do have the jetpack that is on the Verizon bill. So this would be our workaround with the jetpack, maybe. Well, no, we would still need the jetpack for doing our offsite meeting and that. So this would just be a landline for the cemetery. And you'd get internet that way at the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yes.
The phone line and the Wi-Fi, everything is wireless because they won't run a physical line up there.
Oh, they won't?
No. They said the cost for digging an actual line from the road all the way up there would be astronomically expensive. So not to say that their equipment rental for starting out isn't also, but that's just what they quoted us.
And their quote is... So $60, I'm guessing, monthly for the wireless internet, $24 for the voice service, and call features such as caller ID, call waiting, voicemail, call forwarding, that's $5. So you've got
$85.
$85 or so. Eighties.
89.
Then, so that would be your monthly cost, with a one-time installation and equipment charge of $547 to get that up and running.
how much?
$547 for the one-time fee of equipment and install.
I hate to interrupt, but this thing just dinged. Does that mean someone's waiting to get on? I don't know.
We did, so thank you.
Okay.
I don't hear that very well.
Well, what you're thinking is...
And what do we pay for the jetpack right now to get internet there?
It's pretty minimal. In fact, it's going to be probably easier to pull up.
How reliable is this Range company compared to the other two?
Everyone in BC has Range television.
Is it because they're better as far as accessibility?
It's the only
solution. So AT&T and Verizon just you don't get
well,
much
this
off
isn't,
of the
well, this
interstate.
Is for landlines.
For landlines.
For landlines.
We have cell phone service for AT&T and Verizon and all that, but for landlines...
Yeah,
it's strictly Range.
So here's where my mind's going, team, is we're talking about transferring data, whether it's voice or whether we need to do work on the internet. Do you actually feel like you need to have a landline? The only time that we really want to use a landline is if you've got a fax machine, and even that I don't think you need anymore.
My understanding for the question about the landline was for doing away with the cell phones. So let's play what if. So if I were to quit or get fired or somebody were to replace me, that phone number would always, always be there. And you could have it forwarded to, say, my cell phone, or if I went on vacation, then it could get forwarded to Sean's. That phone number would always belong to the cemetery, not my personal cell phone that they all call now. So that was my understanding as to why to ask for the permanent phone number.
Is a landline the only solution we have to give us that? I don't think it is.
Well,
the reason why I'm bringing it up is that we're talking about pushing data through the air, and we know that technology is going that direction. I think it's robust enough in this day and age that we ought to look. That's how our provider is. That's how we provide the information that we need. Is being able to have AT&T or Verizon provide us the broadband capability also. Because they can get those speeds up there, if not faster than what you can on a landline. And I think we'll have a lot more versatility. I am not a believer in taking away cell phones. I think you need to do the
opposite.
I think you need to do the opposite. You need to be able to put that tool into people's hands because it's a tool. Allows you to become more efficient. And we need to make sure that I'm always going to be pushing for, we want that type of an environment, because that's where we're falling back to. So when I hear about we want to put in a landline, I get very nervous, because I'm not so sure we're heading in the right direction. So
let's let Liz talk.
Okay,
so go ahead,
Liz. Here's the deal. We don't want Danette to have to carry two phones all the time, because that just is pretty awkward and inconvenient for anybody to do. And that's where we are right now, because there's no phone service to the KC Cemetery. And if someone in KC needs to get a hold of the sexton, they need to know either a cell phone number or Danette's personal number. And
right. And
then her personal number shouldn't be the number that's tied to the cemetery.
Well, I 100% agree
with
that.
So that's what we just... So the idea was to just have phone service at the cemetery, and then the cemetery would have a phone number that people call, and
so back to my
forwarded.
Back to my
phone.
First, because you get the same solutions by doing everything mobile too. You just don't have to carry that cell phone with you. You can leave it in the office, which is what you're essentially doing with a landline. So anyway, my next, and I don't think anybody's answered my question.
So
are
your question?
Well,
what's the question we're trying to
How answer? Good are the big two manufacturers, AT and Verizon, as far as cell phone service goes? If you're down there and you have good cell phone service, then I think we need to take a look at using digital communication as the solution.
So we have that now. So at the meeting in KC that you missed, we talked about this specific issue about whether or not we wanted to do away with the cell phones. And it sounds like maybe... And Eddie, I didn't realize that you didn't want to use your cell phone as the kind of point of contact number there. But it seems like we're working backwards. So that's the cell phone and the contact number for the cemetery, which we certainly can reactivate the cell phone. That's not an issue. If we need a number that has a voicemail set up, we can activate that cell phone and have that. We can leave it there, whatever. We can have it forwarded it to Danette. Then the next question becomes internet, right? So right now we have the jetpack, which is what you're talking about, through Verizon to be able to provide internet to Danette as she has these meetings and things. Sounds like Range is going to do a broadband type of thing. They're not going to do a dial-up phone line. It's going to be a broadband internet with
So then we're basically just, they're going to be our phone provider, and they're not using a landline. They're using data communication.
Right.
Everything they're doing is cell communication.
With broadband. So it's not cellular.
Well, that's true. It's broadband. Not a disagreement. But, yeah, they're using broadband. Broadband can be used to cover all aspects. They're using cell phone technology to give you the broadband capability that you're going to be seeing down there at the NKC.
They're using broadband technology, so they're line of sight to a communication tower.
That's typically all communication is line of sight. So, are we
I guess I'm not what your thoughts are about it, because you're kind of the one who really deals with it. So.
And I don't think it's not that you mind using your own cell phone.
No,
for work.
I don't care to.
It's just that you would like for the contact number for the KC Cemetery to be essentially this range number, kind of like we have a phone here that would relay that information to the public.
So is that all? So does that now mean that you're using that range finder or range communication? Do they have a prefix similar to like 684? And then people know.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That I never knew. So it's an
21st
identifier.
Century in KC.
You're using range as an identifier for the local community
that's
via the phone
exactly
number.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because it would be a local phone number that would always be the KC Cemetery number.
Okay, you guys, I would like for Danette to finish your sentence because she keeps getting cut off.
I apologize. Not my intent.
I don't know which sentence I was supposed to
say. So what is your feeling on this?
I don't mind. If I have to use my own cell phone, I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. The reason I got the quote from Range was because it was under my impression that they wanted to get rid of the cell phone so that way I didn't have to carry two, to ask for a permanent phone number for the KC Cemetery so it could always be a KC permanent phone number. Then it could get forwarded to, say, my cell phone,
exactly.
Or if I went on vacation, to whomever was going to take my place, or if I were to quit or get fired, that phone number would permanently be a KC 100% phone. I don't mind answering my cell phone, because I always do. That's not an issue. I was just under the impression that they wanted, instead of a cell phone, to have a permanent phone number for KC. That's why I went to Range.
Could I ask a question? So this is broke down into voice service and some features that go with the voice service, and then the wireless internet is kind of an extra. So is wireless internet something you do or you don't want or need? So if we could take this wireless internet off of here.
Yeah, you can take the wireless internet off if
you're
going to
continue to
use the jetpack.
Then that makes it a just under $30 charge to have a phone, and we'll get away from the landline word. I think that's kind of where we get chopped up a little bit. It's that we will have a permanent phone at the cemetery for just under $30 a month.
My guess is I want to start to do that. If they'll take that package apart.
I don't know if they do or don't.
It's a full package.
I have an actual line, but it is a full package.
It's a package.
You get the phone and you get
all
the wireless service. Yeah,
why do we need the jetpack? I mean, if the internet is, or
yes,
the goal is
to
get the internet to the,
then we could
to the cemetery.
And I don't think it would be a problem as long as we have internet at the cemetery, but we would want to move our meetings to the cemetery rather than the school, because we would be piggybacking on somebody else's internet if we do a KC meeting. You see what I'm saying? So, and I don't think that there's a reason we couldn't move the meetings to the KC Cemetery. I think
now that we have heat,
the office space would probably we built. I would say that the office space is about the size of this room that I'm sitting in. It's a 16 by 10, which this looks to be very close if you were to build that wall straight out.
And it's only once a year.
Yeah, I think we could probably meet down there and get rid of the jetpack completely so that we don't have dual internet service.
Exactly.
But anyway, something to talk about.
So lots of discussion. Is there a motion on the table from all of that discussion, or do we want to move on?
I'm not sure what the motion is.
I would move that we cancel the jetpack for internet service in KC and instead go with Range Telephone to have internet service and a permanent phone number for the KC Cemetery. We'll need to purchase the package from the equipment from them, a one-time purchase.
I second.
Okay. Motion a second on the table. Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
So I will move forward with this Range contract, and we will, after this is connected, we will eliminate the jetpack.
Okay.
That's there. Real quick, a couple of other things. I've got a list of things. So we did do a visit with you guys individually about the cemetery, KC Cemetery office. That project's complete, other than the floor, which I'll be putting in myself just because it was a very large cost savings to just do our own floor, and a light, which the light is there. It just needs to be moved from one ceiling to the other. So just so you guys know, that is a completed project off of our to-do list.
Next time, bring pictures.
I was going to say, do you have a picture of this new
wish
office?
I would have had it.
Do you have a picture of your office?
How do you feel about it?
I like it.
You like
good.
It?
Good. I went up there last night, and I was all nice and painted, and the windows in. And
was it warm? That was the thing that bothered me the most.
Yeah. Did you have heat?
Yes.
So, I believe that...
So, I didn't have my cell phone with me last night when I went up because it was kind of late, but...
So, this is
when it's...
Oh! So, they went to that.
But yeah, so when you walk in, and then this is the side of the side,
mm-hmm.
and then it goes back. So, this is that little room.
Yeah.
And then there's a window that you can see out of.
How nice. So you have your own space.
Yep, and that's the inside.
That'll be so
but
nice.
It's complete.
That looks
it's,
big, too.
Yeah, it's really nice. And then so it's all done, drywalled and painted and all that stuff. So this was just the rough of the shell. Yep.
Cool.
So rough part of that.
That
would
be very nice and easy to meet with people.
Yeah.
I did see you over your shoulder.
That'd be nice.
Good
job,
Cassie.
Yeah, I think we'll
all the way back
fit in there very nicely at the next
cemetery.
Well, that's
why I'm big enough to
build
graves and
cool.
Yeah. Family, I mean, not graves.
Yes.
The family.
The kind of families.
The graves, families.
We've been to Thanksgiving this year. Some of us are going to be there. We do it for Christmas every year. Okay. All
right, Sean, what's next?
All right, so just an update that the phones are canceled. We went over that. The truck and trailer applied for license plates. You've got to check for that. The truck's insured. The trailer is insured to anything it's attached to.
What size trailer did you get?
So we got, I think it's a 14-foot gooseneck dump trailer.
Oh, dump trailer.
Yep,
okay.
And that's what we'll be using to move our grave space dirt from now on. It's a better fit for the spaces that we work in.
How are we advertising the dump truck?
So I'll bring that, since you bring that up. We have, first off, we've reached out to local dirt movers and local equipment brokers. And of those, we had some interest from the dirt movers, but nobody came forward with a price to date. Rocky Mountain Equipment Brokers wrote us up a proposal, and then Cotter Kinghorn, who is with Big Iron, have kind of two suggestions. I'll go over what Cotter sent me first, the two options. And keeping in mind, I did mention to them that we would like to do a skid steer in replacement of the tractor, and they were both really wanting to work towards kind of that idea to begin with. So, Cotter can trade a skid steer with 1,200 hours, an enclosed cab. It's a type with foot controls. It's used some minor scuffs and surface rust, but it's a very nice skid steer. It lives up to 2,700 pounds. It's 2011, and it's a tire model versus tracks. And then what he would need is the tractor, the dump truck, and $13,000 in trade. He says, but honestly, if you guys' best bet would be to just sell it on our auction at a 10% commission. He thinks the tractor would bring $30,000 to $40,000, and the dump truck maybe only $5,000 or more. The brush hog, which would be a 3-point brush hog, which if we were to get a skid steer, we would want to move out of 3-point equipment, so we may as well just broker that if we did that. He'd get another 4 to 6 out of the brush hog, and then a couple thousand out of the other 3-point implements. So by 3-point, I mean that those hook up to the back of a tractor. They're kind of awkward to use in limited spaces, where attachments for a skid steer, they hook up out front where you can see them and you can use them. And it, especially with a brush hog, it's a much more accommodating way. It's really hard to mow in reverse. So that is Cotter's. Dan Rogers with Rocky Mountain Equipment Brokers, that's where we got that dump truck. I pulled up some paperwork on it. I can't remember the year that that was purchased from them. I think it was $12,000 that they gave for that thing originally. And he would take the dump truck back, but he likes that tractor. He would like to work with us on that, so he brokered us up the same type of a deal. But his is with a brand new 2023 skid steer. Same thing, it's an enclosed cab. His has tracks in his bid. Those tracks are probably more turf friendly. To keep that in mind, with our most of our use is going to be on turf. We'll be using it quite a bit if we do this to move snow as well, and it'll move snow equally as well with tracks as tires. And in trade for that, he would like the New Holland tractor, the dump truck, two of the implements, the road grader and the Land Pride landscape rake, and he would want $30,000 difference for the trade for a brand new skid steer, which is coming in around $90,000+. And so those are the two people that have come back to us. If you guys would like, I can make you copies of these so you have food for thought, or just maybe I've given you enough information on that for the day.
I would like a copy, but we can do that later.
Okay.
So the Cotter Kinghorn trade, mm-hmm. He didn't really want to trade. He wanted you to sell those on the open market.
He thinks that he would prefer to sell them on the open market.
Okay.
He thinks
so
that...
So then what would the skid steer cost?
Then the skid steer, we would just have to pay... We would just buy it outright. So
right.
You're looking at this skid steer, you're probably looking at about a $60,000 piece of equipment,
okay.
Versus a brand new one for 90.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's what a skid steer.
Oh yeah.
We could go even more used for maybe the mid to high 40s, and that would be kind of as far as a.
But that was a 2011.
Yeah, that was a 2011. That's and Dan was a brand new 2023.
Yeah. So, and aren't you wanting your skid steers to have tracks?
I would prefer tracks for turf reasons.
Turf,
not to cut either one of these down at all. I think that Dan is probably making a better run at it than Cotter. I think Cotter would just like to sell it at auction. We've double-checked both guys' offers, and they're both really spot-on with what value is there and what they're you know, they're businessmen. They're trying to make something off of them, too. So that's that.
I'll tell you, Dan Rogers' warranty's going to be better than any you can get any place else.
Dan has been very great to work with for... us, we've got the Bobcat mowers from him. We told him the other day. He come running down here the other day. He heard one backfire, and he was just in the neighborhood. And they're ethanol free, and so they're kind of jet fuel type mowers. I mean, they're using good quality fuel. He hears one backfire. Man, he was down here in. I don't know if it took him a full 30 seconds to show up. And he said, bring them things down. I know exactly what's going on. Just a little fuel adjustment. We'll take care of that. It's an elevation, this and that, blah, 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 blah. So, as far as service, Dan Rogers is probably top notch. So, I'd agree with Mr. Perry that the warranty would be very honored if we did that route.
I guess my preference would be to work with those, maybe get a track skid steer, but maybe not a brand new one, and have a proposal from him for...
Something used.
That would be my... I mean, what's the scope of work we're going to be doing with the...
The scope of work is, it would be I'd call it a daily driver. I have mine out here right now, and I'm probably in it. Say I'm here 5 days a week. I'm starting that thing 3 or 4 days a week. What we're doing is we're resurfacing graves. We're either taking dirt off or adding dirt. Every time we dig a grave, regardless of what equipment we use, we're making divots and tracks in the turf. So we're using a lot of that to refill. We're picking up loads of branches as we go through, and we... pruning these trees out, which is bringing up my next talking point of a Russian olive project. We have a grapple bucket, and that thing is, I can't say thank you enough to whatever board bought that, because you stand by a Russian olive and you'll start bleeding. So it keeps us from, manually loading those things. So we're doing that. We're using it for the brush hog, which is all of what our hay contractor can't access, and that's quite a lot. A skid steer would be better for our ditch maintenance too. We'd actually be able to, you know, mow that ditch with the brush hog rather than trying to weed it. You just can't get a tractor on that thing. We're hauling all types of equipment. You know, we're doing that's how we're getting our pipe up to the top, and we're moving up there. We're spreading gravel up in our new parking lot. We're using the auger to do some cremation hole work. We're finding that to be a much more efficient use. So can all these things be done with the tractor? Most certainly they can, but the space is not accommodating to the tractor always.
So I guess a couple questions. What additional implements would we need to accomplish that work? And is that in that bid? Or are all of those the dual-purpose ones that just fit on that?
We would want to get an out-front brush hog.
Okay.
So you're probably looking at, you know, he's giving us accurate data on the costs of that. You're talking $5,000 or $6,000 for a brush hog that's going to attach to the front of that. But keeping in mind, we can always go rent these things that we're not going to use a lot. I think a brush hog is something we'd want to own, but say, some one-time use things like a sweeper or the road grader. I don't think we need to keep a road grader here. I think we need to rent one once a year, maybe twice. A lot of that maintenance can be done with the skid steer and the bucket rather than having to tear up our road and then regrade it. We can just maintain it better. The tractor is used a lot for moving snow, and it needs change to do that after the first couple of snows and we get anything on the road, ice-based or packed snow. It's difficult to move that snow with the tractor efficiently. And that's coming to me from Paul. I've not used that to move snow. I don't think it's a bad idea to eventually get a truck outfitted with a plow to do additional.
Do you think that the skid steer will be able to, I mean, if we don't have a truck plow this year to do all the plowing, what are we going to...
So the current plow that we're using
will
hook up to the skid steer. So yeah, that's one implement that we would keep. And irregardless of whether we get a skid steer in replacement of the tractor or not, the tractor does its job. I don't want to downplay the tractor, but it's we've got some hours on it. I think if we had a skid steer, we would find out that we're going to be using it a lot more, the skid steer, than we do the tractor.
It's because they're more versatile. Yeah.
Yeah, so right now, I'm jumping in the tractor, or I'm jumping in my skid steer, I'm jumping in the backhoe to do pretty much what a skid steer will do, all of those jobs. And there's really not a job out here that you can't either rent or buy an implement for. It's even pruning the trees, there's a saw for that we can get up in a safe manner. So we're not having to get somebody up in a bucket and trying to cut that, or renting a man lift to do that, which is, tedious at best to move that thing throughout the cemetery. We have, right down there, we go down to Rocky Mountain, we rent the equipment, we do our pruning, we come back, grapple our piles, off we go. I think it's just a way to make our work more efficient.
So would we replace the backhoe then? Or
no, we would keep the backhoe.
Keep the backhoe.
Okay. So we would just, and it would actually create better storage for us too. We're getting, we got a nice little fleet of mowers, and we got a good fleet of equipment. We like to keep it inside as much as we can. The tractor takes up a lot of space, especially with an implement on it. So sometimes in order to get that efficiently parked, we're taking things off of it and then parking it, and then coming back in and re-hook it up. So that is where we're at with those.
So could you see if Dan Rogers has a used?
Yes. In fact, he would be happy probably even to come down today and visit with you. Yeah, he would be down here in 10 minutes.
30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Just get that back. Get that thing to backfire again.
He might not give us as good a deal for the other used stuff.
It's a continuing relation.
Real quick, I would like to just touch base since you brought up tree stuff earlier. We're kind of midstream. We're working with a ditch company also and some other neighbors about doing a Russian olive eradication project with the Clear Creek Conservation District. They're getting prices of what that would be, and it's a cost share situation. And it's so they have gone through, I think it was in 2015, and they did an eradication project along the creek, around the Cemetery Creek there. And if you drive down through there after a meeting today, you'll not believe that ever happened. It just comes back. It's amazing how much that stuff grows. So just kind of on your radar that there will be a quote or a price coming in for our share of that, whether we want to participate and I'd sure like to. Anytime we can get a cost share, I think we should take advantage of that.
Can we go back to the tractor?
Yes.
Or dump truck discussion. You know, after you describe how much you're using the skid steer, I guess I don't have a huge problem with getting a reliable machine that's new. It's $33,000 additional to the budget. I don't know what other people's thoughts are, and we just move forward with it and get it done. Especially, I mean, I guess we'll have the tractor until snowplow season, or would we prefer to look at something new?
I think being, this is, I might be out of turn a little bit, but I would think that if I was on this board, I would like to know that I'd never have this conversation again.
I want to buy it one time.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at with new versus used.
And that was going to be one of the questions I was going to bring up is, why aren't we looking at newer technology?
Well,
we know this is going to be a workhorse.
Yeah.
Let's go do it, take advantage of things that come with workhorse equipment. Now, there isn't a big, huge technology jump to where we come into a whole new one and they're just using the customer as the guinea pig as they make their transition into this new whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. If we fall into that category, then I'd say we either hold off or we buy used, but newer used that falls into the older technology, if that makes sense.
Are they newer technology?
So, as far as technology goes, I would say the only thing that has changed is now they have joysticks instead of foot pedals, and now they have Sirius radio instead of AM.
Yeah,
so
and the backup camera, which is
the backup camera, which out here is a big deal.
So they haven't come up with a new way that they're going to do attachments for all the accessories or.
No, so all of the, they're actually, that is becoming more of a one-size-fits-all across the industry.
Universal standardized.
Yeah, the three-point stuff, it's great when it's great, but it's kind of, I'm seeing it phase out. It's just, everything is, you know, out front, and, you know, power takeoff stuff, like our current mower.
And so this is, not only is it going to be able to handle the older technology, but it can also help us leapfrog into the newer stuff as they figure that out.
And
but you can't change the laws of physics.
There are implements. So there's a three-point plate. Rather than hitching your rear drive stuff up to your tractor, there is a three-point plate, so you can bring it up to the front and still use the same stuff that you're just doing it in your mind or operating it in reverse.
Okay, I move that we negotiate with Dan Rogers as per his offer, his quote that he made to you.
Okay.
What would you like negotiated? Or do you want to accept the offer?
Sorry, if that's the best offer you can get, then okay.
I really don't think you're going to find a better offer than the one Dan gave you. Mm-hmm. He wants the tractor pretty bad just because.
But if he wants it badly enough, maybe we get a little better offer.
I think that was his. He knew he was competing with Big Iron, so I think he did come. But I will revisit with him to see if he can sharpen his pencil a little bit for us or throw maybe an implement.
I was going to say maybe negotiate the purchase of the. $5,000 into the motion for.
So let's say if we can get a newer or a brush hog for this tractor, then we could probably make this work.
Yeah. Yes. That's my motion.
Got it.
Good motion.
I second whatever she
said. The motion on the table is to enter into negotiations with Dan Rogers per his proposal with a request for a deal on a brush hog. Not to exceed, I think the brush hogs are minimum of five.
Yeah, right? I think. And you get what you pay for. I think you're probably looking at $500 to $7,500, and I think you should probably stick around that $7,000 mark because we have a lot of brush hogging.
Well, tell me you have five that your board gave you $5,000 to get a quality
to get a
$7,000
brush hog.
Yeah.
Got it. So I got a first from Barb.
Do we have a second?
Cassie, second.
So,
Cassie's second.
So motion and a second. Further discussion?
Okay, I just have one more question.
Yeah.
That's it. So what can does he have to come back to the board?
No, I mean not within those.
If we get it under these parameters.
Even if we don't get a brush hog, is it okay?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay, just want to make sure. Now you can...
Okay, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
All right.
Is that our new black truck out there?
That's mine. Your new one is white.
We still got old business.
That's the old one we got. We can bring it up here to do a show and share if you'd like.
So we have stuff from Danette. Can we? I have one question about that.
Mm-hmm.
So Danette, I.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm the thorn in your side today. I saw that we needed trees replaced, and you've got that on your report. But I just saw we planted a bunch of trees here at the Willow Grove Cemetery. I'm wondering about, would it be better to replace those trees this fall rather than next spring? That's my only question.
I talked with Anita, and so she says that the list is, I don't necessarily know if there's a difference as far as, like, are you talking about pricing, Liz, or?
I'm just saying, should we get some trees right now?
No, not right now.
Or should we wait till spring?
Wait till spring.
Okay.
Yep. And I just talked with Anita because I decorate her yard for Halloween and hand out candy, so we talked about the trees.
Okay.
The list isn't quite out yet, but as soon as it does, she and I will meet up together, and then we will get the trees ordered as soon as possible.
Okay.
Yep, for sure.
I would like to see us add more trees rather than just replace them.
Mm-hmm. Where would you like me to put more trees at?
Anywhere your heart desires.
The problem with that is getting water to access the trees.
Okay.
So we don't have a sprinkler system. The drip system only goes down that horseshoe shaped.
So we would add more another drip system.
Yeah. Oh,
you kind of know best, Danette.
Yeah,
we probably don't care. I mean, we're not gonna.
We trust you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your job.
Okay.
Paul and I could come down and help pick places if you want to. We could have a field trip. And figure out how to get water to them also.
Okay. Well, the water, we could still hook up the lines and stuff like that because with the pressure that's in there, they'd still be able to go, to the east, like towards the pole barn and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
if we went up that way because the pressure's is high enough as far as that goes.
And that would make sense. You kind of would be working through your cemetery that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be up on that road, just on that side, that side piece there. But as far as in the middle of the cemetery, I'm not so sure about that one because of where the graves are and stuff and running a
we
line.
We would have to maybe do some things underground and then resurface it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as that goes. They'd have to come up like an automatic system, like the poppers that come up on your grass and stuff, and then go flush down for mowing.
I bet if we had a skid steer and we could rent a trailer and come down and take care of that. Really?
Really? So glad
that'd be awesome.
Just make it happen.
Okay. Can I do one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
About our burial that we had there, which was the cowboy drop style.
Yeah.
You know, I attended, and it worked out okay, but we were one stub toe away from...
You would rather not do that again.
I would rather not do that again, so we talked about you might look into getting more equipment so that we have more available.
I'm waiting for a quote back from the company that we purchased the tent from.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of midstream in doing some refurbishing equipment, which I think would work better for Buffalo to have a second one as a, you know, just we just pull up a refurbished one, which is essentially new. It's passed the 72-point inspection. So rather than, you know, doing something down in KC different, just leaving there, they have a perfect setup. But maybe just an additional item to ours. I asked them if they would be willing to take some older equipment that isn't functioning in on trade. He said he would talk to his manager about that.
Okay, thank you for
that's
checking out.
Kind of waiting back, waiting to hear back.
Okay. Now
I'm okay. We visited real quick last meeting about a doorbell to alert Paul or myself of somebody's presence here that would tie into an already existing security system. That quote came in. It's going to be an extra $4.99 a month for cloud storage. That would be the fee. It looks like because we already have Bellwire RAM to our existing doorbell, it would be a really super easy install. And if we could get him up here to put the new doorbell in and reload some stuff as far as security-wise into our personal cell phones, as far as the app goes, so when people at night, certain hours, it would come active on our phone, we could see what's going on. The doorbell itself costs $295. So you have a $300 upfront cost, $5 every month thereafter. What that would do is allow somebody to push the doorbell and have a conversation with us, and we would be able to see them on the phone. So
I think that's a great customer service.
Yeah. I think it's a cheaper than having somebody sit here and answer
the
door.
So.
If
you
had
a
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think since you brought it to us, we probably should just vote on it real quickly. So,
yes.
I move to accept the proposal of putting in remote capability for when people come and ring the doorbell.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thanks, Sean. Mm-hmm. You got more stuff.
I do. I'm sorry, guys. We got lots of stuff going on. I'm trying to clear our plate. So we don't have these anymore. Just knocking things off the to-do list. So there's two big projects. I'm kind of saving those for last. So first big project, cremation garden. Delved into that really deep this month. Turns out that the cremation wall that was purchased from a different third party that was never involved with the design, that's where we bought that. It's not what was designed in the print. Talked to the company that provided the print, and they were a little upset about that because they worked with that company. And there are commissions and, you know, things on the backside that happen, and they were not upset, but disappointed that they missed out on some sales there, but having kind of raked over some of those hard feelings, we're back on the same team with that company, and they told me to go ahead and contact our local engineer, which we did have a free consultation from Jake Wright with Nelson Engineering. They've done some work for us before, so they were happy to help us out, and he said that the site is actually better dirt-wise because there is sandstone substrate versus like 8 feet deep topsoil where we were going. So there's going to be less expansion and contraction. The footing requirements are the same. The concrete requirement would be the same. So we revisited this just this morning with the cemetery design company that created that original print. They're going to be up here the first week of December, and they would like to come and visit the new site just because they were part of the project and they feel like they kind of got the back seat a little bit. But we did a video conference with him on my phone this morning. He says the site looks beautiful. He thinks that looking out over the cemetery is an appropriate place for it, and that there's nothing in that print that won't work to move up there concrete wise. So we've taken that to a concrete contractors, and then also visited with the two guys that bid it ahead of time. Farmhouse Construction and Crazy Woman Construction. farmhouse construction, I asked them if they were interested in rebidding. He said, well, I was actually going to go with the contractor that you had already give you a bid to do the concrete. So I'm not interested in doing it. I'm too busy now to do it, and I think that you should go with that guy. That was Farmhouse's comment. I have not heard back at all from Crazy Woman. I've called them twice, so I'm not sure if they're not interested or just real busy.
Who is Crazy Woman?
Hep, last name Hep.
Tristan or Taylor?
Or John.
Or John.
Is it John?
I think it was John.
Yeah.
For sure it was.
So just waiting to hear back from him if he's interested in rebidding this. I had a contractor give me a price for the footing. And what I asked him is this something we can still get done this year? And he said, if you can get me a green light, yeah, I can work until the middle to end of December. His price, what I asked him to do is give us a price for the footing and then a stamped concrete pad flat work around that. So the first estimate that he gave me was based off of the first print. Well, we didn't purchase 60 feet of niche or urn wall. We did more like 20 feet, which is going to require about 25 to 30 foot of footing, same size. His original estimate was for the 60 feet. He said cut it in half. He says he'll honor that. So for the footing, which is 10 yards of concrete, his original estimate for the 20 yards was 10,000. He said cut it in half. So we're at 10 yards for 5,000. He said that's a quick project that they can come in, lay that out, pour it. We can actually get that wall up there this winter, set it. It's out of the driveway. It's where it goes. In the springtime, when it's a better time to do flat work, he would come in, and original bid was for 1,000 square feet. So we're talking about 100 by 100, which is around what we've opened up on the top of the hill up there. Same thing, we don't need that big of a pad. I would still like to keep it large. But for that up to 1,000 square feet, his price was $15,000 for the flat work.
Is that the dirt work too?
The dirt work's done.
Preparation aside?
Yeah, the dirt work is done. So we got that done through Road and Bridge.
Okay.
There will be some backfill work that comes after that, so we'll backfill. But we want to keep it very similar to how Road and Bridge did it for us because we have appropriate drainage. In fact, we had one spot where the road was washing out because of the way it was draining, and they corrected that for us. So we're already probably $30,000 ahead on that project because of the, you know, thank you, Scott Herringer, for coming out. We had some stuff that was literally trash to us, but it was wealth to him. So he hauled that out while he had his equipment here. He did the dirt work for us in trade.
Are we concerned at all about pouring concrete in December?
Not at all as far as a footing.
Okay.
The flat work, yes, we wouldn't do the flat work because of that being exposed. But anything that is in the ground and blanketed, it's not a concern.
Okay.
That contractor was Danny Myers Construction. I would say that he's probably one of the go-to concrete contractors in our area. The other go-to contractor was Chill Lakes. I think he's still interested in bidding it, but he didn't show up today to meet me. So that's where we're at with that. I did not get a chance to visit with him before the meeting. Danny Myers says that he can do this whole project for less than $25,000 with the flat work and the footing. We would let, and I just volunteered our backhoe to save him, you know, transport fees and all of the equipment moving. So that's saving time, saving money. I'd really like to get this thing moving forward. It's especially I don't want to call it an error. but I would say that the cart is before the horse right now, and I'd like to fix that up. I'd like to get that thing out of the driveway, up there on an appropriate footing. Whatever I can do to help you guys do that, I'm happy to continue getting bids and estimates. But
and it would be good advertisement, per se, throughout the winter when people come out.
Yeah, and I think
when they are ready, when we are ready for them.
And we can continue to show progress on it, which is my big thing. Is I, you know, we've got a lot of projects going on. I'd like to clean them off our plate and get them done.
Yeah.
Is this
I do have a question before we get too deep. Do we have a set of engineering drawings, or are we just using those typicals that were initially given to us?
We have the engineered concrete specs.
That came from Nelson Engineering.
No, it came from the PRGEA, whatever the company was, and it does have an engineer's print.
Okay.
So it is... and
we have the structural cover as far as it's already been verified.
The gentleman with the company said that they defer all of that to their local engineer, so Jake would be happy to add his stamp to that if it makes you guys feel better about that print.
When it comes to things like this, I always like to see multiple eyes.
Yep.
It's very, in my opinion, very inexpensive to pay for those additional eyes that come in.
Nelson's been good to work with.
I've been watching too many movies about how things have failed because they've hidden two things. So maybe that's too fresh in my mind.
I
don't know.
This is much more reasonable than what we had.
I think you guys are going to come out of here with a lot of, not a lot, but you're going to have money left in your budget, in your line item for this. Like, quite a lot of money left for other projects like the cemetery gate, which is also.
So, are we ready for a motion for this?
I think so. We can get it on the table and we have further discussion.
Tell me how you like this motion, or if I should change it. I move that we spend $25,000 to install the cremation garden and let Sean get the contractor. If he gets another contractor that bids less, I guess he can, but otherwise we can go with Danny Myers, since he's the one that showed up. So up to $25,000 to let me clean this up. I moved that we spend $25,000 to install the cremation garden.
The foundation, right?
It's just
would be the dish and the wall. That would be and the path.
And it's a stamp.
And that's all we
stamp
really
and
need.
Stamp and die concrete.
So that's pretty much done, except for landscaping and stuff, which we would probably do.
Back walk.
And it's right? Yeah. So,
a second.
Do we have a question?
That motion?
Yeah, no, I think that's great.
Okay.
Do you have a second to that?
Barb's second.
Sorry. So we have a motion and a second to allow for $25,000 for the installation of the footings and the flatwork for the cremation garden project at Sean's discretion for a contractor. So, any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So thanks for doing that forward, Sean. That's awesome.
One
and
last
when the
thing.
Time comes, Sean,
yes.
Please make sure that Kate, 307 at Radio and the Bulletin,
are aware.
Photo opportunities, you know, just
we'll
let
make sure
people know
the
that
loop.
It's there, and again, free advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One other thing I didn't mention, but I would like to, is the, you know, kind of a forward-thinking situation. By moving this cremation garden to where we have, I'm expecting it to fill up eventually, right? And we don't want to be closed for business at some point where you were very limited and never adding an additional wall. What we can do is we're going to build this in a fashion where you can mirror this side by side, moving on down that same area. So just future vision. So.
Thank you. I really appreciate your work on this because...
It's
well, I want to get it done. I don't like seeing it sitting down there. It's quite a bit of money spent, and I just want to get it put to use. My last little thing would just be a quick update on where we are with sprinkler systems and fall situation. So you, if you drive through, you can see we're working very hard on mulching and putting this place to bed. We've got it almost, some of it looks like we may have been vacuuming it, and we want it to look like that coming into spring. So big head start. I am going to be over budget, I'm going to just say that right now, on seasonal or summer help. But these kids that have been coming in for an hour or 2 hours after school, we wouldn't be as far as we are right now without them. And I just would like to go to bat for them, that we can keep them around, even though I am going to be over budget on that particular line item. I'll try to figure out where we can move some funds around to keep those. Just wanted to bring you a heads up there. And then as we continue into fall, we've winterized and drained as much of the sprinkler system as we can. But keep in mind that if we can't get those things to pop up with water, we really can't get it to do with the air either. So we're only able to winterize and drain to a certain degree. We're going through, we're draining the entire system, we're blowing it out. We're going to close it down again, try to pressure it up, blow it out one more time, just to see if we can get all of that water down towards those drain areas. So that being said, we got a big fix in the future, and I know we talked about doing it in quadrants, and what I would like to do is get a price for, and I got a bird on the wire. I'd like to get a price from CPS, and he's actually working on that, for the complete parts, valves, power valves, manual valves. I think our controls will work. We just need new wiring. So I'd like to get a price for all of those things. And what that's going to come with is also an engineered and architecting type design of the whole system. They're kind of going to provide that for just doing business with them. So kind of that's my update with the sprinkler system, trying to just get you guys an idea of what that overall parts and pieces cost will be.
Thank you.
Oh, that's everything I got.
Casey Gate.
Pardon?
Casey Gate for this.
The gate, the Casey.
Oh, no, not that.
Well, I got the question on the sprinkler system.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
We know we have a lot of features that came with those pump houses. Do you feel that we're going to be able to implement those filtration?
Yes, so the pump houses and all of the brain that operates that two-wire system,
right.
That's all good. That's all salvageable. Good. It'll all integrate. Part of what the problem is that we're trying to talk to Toro, Hunter, Rainbird, and then some other off-brand. We're trying to talk to all these different types of equipment with a whole other type of equipment. You know, so in fact, there's a power valve right now that we can't even get it to open. The wire's disrupted somewhere between point A and B, and that is a power valve, and it operates a 6-inch pipe, and that's the trunk line for an entire portion of our cemetery. So. I guess that's just kind of where we're at with the irrigation. KC Gate had one contractor meet me down there and measure it. If you have any other contractors that you'd like me to visit with, I visited with, same thing, three of them locally. One's gotten back to me. He actually went down, he measured it, he took photos. He's going to come up with his vision and present that to the board, and I think that we can maybe do some tweaking off of what he sees. Danette had made all the measurements and given us all of kind of her wish list, if you will, and we're trying to work all of that into his design. He thinks that he'll probably have that for you guys mid-December, a price and a picture. So that's where we're at with the KC Gate.
Thank you.
Could you repeat all that?
Actually, I could. Let me rewind the Zoom. Yeah.
I think I might jump out of order here just for a minute and let Dave's been waiting patiently to talk to us about this damaged base. All about that base.
Well, it's a small project relative to what you've been talking about. But this is the base that's barely been bitten by something fairly big and sharp, and is gone. And so the family would like it replaced, and you know, and I have this. I had this one in stock, and if that's is it gonna
same style?
Yeah, but
this one may be distorted too much. But
would
the gold? Well, that one looks much nicer, of course.
Yeah.
And was this sitting on something? So connected, or
this is connected down the base, so people couldn't steal it. They could just wreck it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And so it's going to be different than the other side, and that's going to be a family choice. And I don't know what they're going to say, but
I visited with the family. They brought it to my attention. I'm the one that reached out to Dave and asked him if he had something on hand. It was obviously hit by a mower. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's our responsibility, regardless of when it happens. It's us, and we need to be more attentive with our mowing. I wish I could tell you that was the only thing that's damaged in the cemetery by mowers, but it's not. There's a few other bronzes throughout, and I think that this is going to be an entry-level conversation to how much responsibility we have with that. And I think that if it is struck by a mower, we need to own it and replace it. Hopefully Dave would be willing to work with us on getting a good cost for those replacements.
Compared to a $40,000 skid steer, it's probably pretty minimal. It's going to be
minimal. We don't have any money left.
I know, I get that. But the question that's going to be to the family is,
will they accept
this because it's different?
And
yeah, because if
they would be ecstatic
if this fits, if this fits in, you know, this is all they need because this is already in the concrete. And if they say no, then the concrete's going to have to be lifted up and this put in. And but if they say we want them to be the same, then the concrete's going to have to be lifted up and two of these put in. That's going to be the choice. But that's not my decision. It's not Sean's decision. It's going to be a family decision.
And that's what we'll. For one of those?
I think you have to pay for the. No.
You're
going to have to pay for the whole shebang. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My recommendation would be we approach the family and say we're going to replace both. Because I think aesthetics is also important on what we do.
Yes.
And when you start doing an imbalance or you can tell if that was piecemeal, like me personally, I don't do that type of stuff and I don't like seeing it when it's done elsewhere. So I think we should replace both of them.
Replace them both and then you have the expense of putting down new concrete.
Okay, so I'm a little bit confused. If we could just use this top part for
one, your team's capable,
why couldn't we just use the top part for the second one rather than having to do new concrete?
Well, it costs.
If this works.
If it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If this works and they accept
it's
it.
The same spot.
And then if that works, then we just buy another one of these. You'd have to buy the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. But we wouldn't have to tear up the concrete.
Yeah. We could just put in two of these.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
If I can get it. I've had this one for a long time. I just have to be sure I get one that matches this.
Yeah.
And I might have to buy two
more
ourselves.
They might not make them anymore.
I guess just do what we need to do.
That's right. Because this is what we need to do. Putting in a headstone.
Some of them, yep.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Right.
And so Dave has better access to this than what we would as a dealer. Even this cost to us would be less than what we could probably
get. And I'm not worried about the cost. My thinking is we know that we've done this. Can we proactively come in and say we need to replace it?
Right.
When we've got all the materials to be able to do that. Is this something that we should keep on hand and maybe have some stock so that we know that, you know what,
Well, you never know what you're going to break, though.
Yeah.
And
there's
maybe,
a variety of sizes.
That's the style
sizes.
Might be different from...
Yeah, it's the first time we've ever seen this.
Yeah, yeah, and this is... The family that approached me is like, you know, we've talked to the guys about 3 times, 4 times, and everybody keeps saying they're going to do this. What are you going to do about it, mister? We're going to get it done.
Yeah.
So that's what we're. That's why it became such.
Do you know what the cost of that is?
You know, it's been a while since I bought one of these, but I'm going to think my cost on it's going to be, I don't know, $150 or something. if I buy, and they might sell them, well, I don't know. They might sell them in pairs. Typically, people, you know, I think it's going to be a, you know, each.
Well, you guys are looking into that, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Figure them out for us.
But do that and would you let the family know?
Yeah, I've got the family's information, and I'd ask, and I know that they're going to be just happy that they're getting some attention, and that this is being handled.
And then we want to replace both so that they will match.
And I think if, you know, and if this fits in what's there, the family would rather have their concrete stay the same, I would believe.
Because that's what I'm thinking.
But they might want it to match, too, so.
Sure.
Just wait and see what they say. Yeah. We can offer to do both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Right. See you.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Sorry to put you through all that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming.
Last thing on the agenda is the job description. And so I'll just start by saying that, you know, this has been on the agenda for 4 to 5 months.
Thanks,
and
guys.
That Barb and Sheila have done a lot of work in those 4 to 5 months. And so this was the final product that came out of that. Bob, I know you had some concerns, so...
I went back and reread again.
Reread it?
And okay. This will work. I hurried up and responded. Mm-hmm. I apologize. I'm on steroids, so sometimes I execute a little too fast.
And this wasn't intended to be performance standards. It was just a job.
And I... So anyway, I'm good with it.
Which is much shorter.
With 6 pages.
Than it was.
Yeah.
I saw it. The only, I guess, thought that I had was related to, as we talked about in that class that we took, and I mentioned it to Sean a little bit, about having the double check to Chanda as far as responsibility to confirm the validity of the financial reports that are provided, something where he has some responsibility to that. I don't know if people find that important or not, but...
In regard to what Luke could...
I just think of it as no one knows the... You know, we get the profit and loss. Obviously, we see the vouchers, but we do it in a relatively rapid fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what I guess I would expect from Sean is that he's supplying her all this information,
mm-hmm.
that when her final work product comes out in these reports and the vouchers, that he's just kind of putting his final stamp of approval that there's mm-hmm. not money going, which I know there isn't, and I have full trust, but just from that class,
mm-hmm.
That we have...
The transparency of
his expectation is that Sean's initialing those financial reports as well, and agrees with the information that's in there. I don't know if that needs to be included.
How good word is that? Where would you put that?
So I would. I just had it in the bottom of the essential duties. It says ensure accuracy of financial records provided by cemetery bookkeeper.
With an initial or a signed or something like that by
the sexton? So, yeah, what we do, the process now is I get a receipt, I initial it, I line item it, and then I give that to Chanda.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes through and she writes the checks or pulls it out, particular line items, and then she provides that to you. So there is it makes that checks and balance system. Mm-hmm. We just need it to be in here so that when the company or the public reads this description, they know that there is that checks and balance. It's almost identical to what we do as a coroner. I take my receipts to Becky Rodriguez. I voucher, I sign and create a voucher for those. She goes through, she does the same thing. She line items everything. She pulls it out of particular ones. Then she gives them to the gentleman over here. He double checks it. So it's identical process that the county is already using. This is probably should be clearly written.
Especially for a policy for on down the road.
That's like the next.
Yeah.
So that it's clear what he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say that exactly how you...
I don't know if that's the right
thing. I liked
that
it.
Was just what
I think the verbiage was great.
Ensures accuracy of financial records provided by cemetery bookkeeper, financial reports or something.
Bookkeeper.
I think it's...
So is it attached to... I didn't even look very well. Is it attached your part with your signature or initial signature?
So the original receipt or, say, an invoice that comes from a contractor or whatever, whether it was Paul or Donetti or myself that mm-hmm. made that charge, I'm the one that's ultimately responsible for saying, yes, we did this mm-hmm. and that it was... not for my house. It was for the cemetery.
Sure.
And that it was, you know, an appropriate line item. Right. And that we, you know.
Is it attached to the voucher information that she gives us with every check that we sign? And
yeah, it's everything.
Your signature is on it?
No.
The original receipt?
Yeah. Does she attach that with the
checks?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So, yeah, you have the ability for each one to come, you know, to flip right. through there and say, okay, here's the check, here's the voucher,
here's
and here's
receipt.
The receipt.
Yeah, we should have it all.
Okay.
Which, Sean's all done a great job of it.
Yep. Keeping all those together.
So, we appreciate how.
Sean, I'm sending this to you right now. I added that line, I'm shooting it to you now.
Okay.
I move that we accept the cemetery sexton job description as amended.
We haven't amended anything.
Okay.
It is the new job.
With the addition that we just made.
A motion.
Second.
Second.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Who was the second? Sorry.
Who was
Barb?
Any additional business?
Could we go into executive session real quick?
Yeah. So you just have to make a motion to go into.
I make a motion that we go into executive session real quickly.
Yeah, but you can just add the purpose of the...
Personnel.
So a motion.
I want to say one thing before everybody. I move the second.
Okay. You move the second.
Before people leave. I'm sorry.
No, well, I think we can. Why don't you say what you're going
to say? I just want to say that I know this was a long meeting, but I think it's probably we've made more progress today in getting things cleared out and finalized. And I feel like we're really making progress and doing good things and not just tabling everything, and things are getting done. I really feel.
This will make our meetings shorter in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
We're clearing up a lot of stuff that we've been working on for a year.
Yeah.
Being somebody that has been involved in things like this or similar, it's nice to see that this has moved very quickly. So thanks.
Bob, thank you for offering to help us in case.
Yes.
That's a relief to me.
Let me know whenever you're going to have a funeral. I usually know anyway, but... the people that are dying to get into the Casey Cemetery
are
friends of mine.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think we work
yeah,
somehow. Even if you have just a tractor available for us to do. So, yeah, I appreciate that too, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. I don't know exactly what you're doing.
No, thank you.